You previously referenced field states and vibrations. You said that they are not beings, but do use the Akashic records. I know Helen has mentioned something she calls pain bodies in the past. Would you elaborate on these field states and vibrations?
Yes, and so energy is real. You feel it when you come and tap. You feel a vibration, you feel a tingling, you feel a shift in consciousness. You feel it when you're around somebody of higher frequency, as we spoke of last week. Surround yourself with higher vibration because eventually you will entrain to it. Surround yourself with lower vibration and eventually you will entrain to it. And so all energy and all expression, even that which you cannot see, exists in a type of form. Sometimes energy exists in waves and particles in a way that you would not consider a substance or form. And yet it can at any time come together. So think of your belly laugh. Think of when you express delight in a very physical way. It is energy in motion, and you contract your belly, and the air and the sound comes moving through you. And often it is quite contagious to other people. And that is an energy form coalescing into a substance or into a field. That is shared and experienced, and then it dissipates. Think of being with people that are struggling in pain or in grief, and you will notice that you will resonate in that energy field. Think of walking into a room and it does not feel good to you. Or think of walking into certain people's homes and it feels very comforting to you. So there are many fields. There are many, many energy fields of all kinds, more than you can possibly imagine. And so we would invite you to focus. How do you align to the field that you prefer? How do you contribute to the vibrational field, the field space that would give you the best experience of you? And we often say this term, the best experience of you. We are seeking to remind you to align you to things that you will remember by inviting you to utilize this question. So a field of space or a space of a field of vibration, whichever way that would give you an invitation to wrap your consciousness around it. Do you not walk through the beautiful landscaping, the nature, and feel a different energy around you? When the sun is out and the sky is blue, do you not feel that? And when it is raining, do you not feel differently in that? And so there are many, many different vibrations, and they coalesce when enough of you have an agreement over what means what. So rainy days often mean certain things to certain groups of people, and it means other things to other groups of people. And we assure you that rainy days mean different things to farmers than they do to city people. And yet, if you have enough consciousness agreeing, those different fields of vibration, those different feeling states actually become a substance that is tangible by others. Does that help you understand?
Yes, thank you.
We find it quite challenging to search through your words on earth to give you an understanding of things that are beyond human experience. But we might like to remind you, it would be easier for somebody in technology to understand. As there are microwaves, and there is your Wi-Fi, and there are your radio signals, there are many different waves going through the air at all times. How do they come together to give you that which you are seeking, to connect you appropriately and not just dismantle? It is a cohesiveness that is created through a focus, through agreed upon focus. And so many people who are creators of capturing these waves, intending that these waves could be shared, create such a cohesive focus, and that other people buy into it and agree to it because it makes life easier, and then it exists that way. It is also true of the feeling states.
Thank you.